Claire, before we get started, I just wondered whether or not you managed to get out John Lewis car park okay?
Oh, I finally did manage to get out there, yeah. Bit embarrassing, but we got out there safe and sound.
Were you getting some fancy candles for Christmas sorted?
I was starting my Christmas shopping, yes. So I thought I'd try and be a bit more organised this year. And yeah, I paid the price for it, definitely.
How did you think the game against Bath went recently? Did you enjoy it?
I did. I really enjoyed it, actually. It was positive for us in the fact that we could get all 15 players out on court over a period of a six-game quarter. I think it was really important that, especially on the back of Netball Europe, we really sort of had that game to solidify combinations, solidify more of our game plan, and just show that we can put, regardless of the score at the end, that we can put out a performance and we can utilise different combinations and sort of really have more confidence in our game plan.
It was something a little bit different, obviously, the 6 lots of 15 minutes, but did that seem to work well? Was it something you were keeping an eye out on, or...?
Yes, I think we were keeping an eye out, but I think the main thing for us, since Netball Europe, we went back to training and sort of really wanted to put right a few things from the competition. So really for us, I think the Bath game was just to put the last 3 weeks off the back of Netball Europe into a solid game. And we knew, you know, Bath offer us such stiff competition. They're a very experienced team. And we have, we're very lucky to have a combination of sort of experience and youth as well. So for us, it was just all coming together, trying out new combinations, and just being a bit free with our game plan in order to know what's working, what's not working. And so then we've got another shot then ahead of the Samoa series to just, again, step it up a little bit.
It's also, as well, keeping awareness of the sport as well during the closed season. How nice was it to meet fans? Were there plenty there?
Oh, yeah. I think that's something that we're never in doubt is our fan base. They're absolutely fantastic. It was so nice before the actual game. We had a bit of a fan zone, and it was just so nice to meet everyone, spend time with them, get to know people, because I think that's something that we're very grateful for, is how loyal our fans are. And it is just nice to see that young girls are heading in the same direction as where we are. They're really driven to want to one day play for Wales, and for us to just sort of give any advice that we can and do that on a one-to-one basis with them is really special. I can remember when I was little, my idol was Sharni Edwards, and you meet her and it is, you just remember that as a kid growing up. So perhaps to be that person for the little ones is something that's really unique and something we definitely love doing, is meeting the fans.
Outside the sport, you're an assistant psychologist, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm an assistant psychologist in a specialist dementia team. So I'm based in the Valleys. So I cover Rhondda, Cunningham and Taff. And yeah, so that's quite intense at times, but it's another passion of mine.
I just wondered if any part of that actually lends itself to being part of a elite-level team, a pro athlete, as it were?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually do we do quite a bit of sports psychology within CAP. So it's definitely something of interest to me. I think, it really helps because you sort of know the coping mechanisms and strategies to help you remain composed and calm. And also, you know, you're in a team, you're constantly with different personalities. So understanding, I guess I've got the benefit of understanding different personalities, working with different people. I mean, you can apply psychology, I'd say, to most areas in life, really. So, yeah, I guess I do have some advantage in that respect, but I do also try and keep sort of work and netball separately. Just as netball's always been a release for me. So in that respect, when it is sort of sport psychology, I kind of try and take a back seat and just not get too work minded.
I suppose in a way that no matter what, it's important to have a balance between your sports side of things and personal life as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think between all of us girls, we've definitely got the balance right. We're all working full time or we're in full time education. We're obviously in a full time training routine, but then we're a group of girls that also just love spending time with our friends, our family, and we know the importance of getting that balance right. But it's almost as soon as we might get a bit of a break or a bit of time off from netball, you kind of miss it all over again. So I'd say with all of us, that's definitely a skill we all have, is getting that balance right.
So what's that step up like from being a training partner to the full squad? Something you did in 2016, wasn't it?
That's it, yes. Yeah, I did. I think I was very fortunate. I was in a very unique situation last year in that I was one of the only training partners. And so I was always very included in the squad, and it was always that we were playing. There was never a divide. And so this year then, it felt like a very natural progression to slot in the long squad, and then the 15 with Dragons. I have always been very very lucky to have been supported during that transition, and particularly within our mid court, we're a very close sub team, so that's really helped the transition, I would say.
Obviously a great group of girls anyway, but how are Kelly and Susie as captains?
You couldn't ask for anything more from our captains. They're very open, they're very honest. You can go with them to anything. They're very intuitive and will always sort of pick up on things. And they'll always notice if maybe you're having a bit of a downer, and they'll know what to do to pick you up and just check in on you. They work so hard, sort of both on and off court. Yeah, you couldn't want anything more from your captains, really.
What was it like getting your first cap against South Africa? How did it make you feel?
It was incredibly special to me. So it was on Father's Day, I actually received my first cap. And so my family back home, that was a very special moment for us all. I know that they were certainly glued to Twitter watching if I'd get on. So yeah, I mean, you really can't describe what it's like when you get handed a bib by your coach and she sort of tells you, your time's come, sort of thing. Yeah. You're representing your country. It's your time. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. South Africa was a great place to play. And the South Africans play excellent netball. So to play against them in a country I've always wanted to go to and play out there, it was dream come true, really, as cliche as it sounds.
Obviously, Wales are playing some more, and it's going to be taking place at Sport Wales National Centre.
It is, yeah.
They'll be coming off the back of those games against Scotland as well, so in a way you'll be wanting Scotland to do you a favour to try and tire them out a bit.
Absolutely, yeah. definitely, but I something obviously we can't rely on. Aside from that, they'll be hungry for a good game and to give us, and to close the gap between us. So I think we've just got to stay focused, and we'll be wanting to step it up now from Netball Europe, from Team Bath game, and just really, really solidify our game plan against a very unique team, really. They play a very creative style of netball, so it'll be exciting for us. I think, to see how we match against them.
Tickets for that are online at ticketline.co.uk/Welsh-netball. And stating the obvious, but have you ever been mistaken for Nia or Kyra?
Yes, I believe we have. I know. I think particularly now Nia and I live together, so I think that doesn't help our cause at all. But no, I mean, you can't beat being a Jones in a international netball squad. It just doesn't get much more Welsh than that, really, does it?